The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Everything is unfolding just as it is supposed to do. Or at least so I tell myself when I'm on Sesshin, especially when things are a little bit rough. And the reason this is so is partly because of our form of sitting upright without moving and doing this in the context of the retreat Sesshin container, which is created for us, or which we co-create. And so I'm grateful for this. It's a unique thing. And when I'm at home, I don't say to myself, everything is unfolding just as it is supposed to do. It's rather the opposite. I am imagining that things are not going according to plan, and I am trying to tweak it or interfere with it. But here it is different. And as the teachers told us on Friday night, everything is taken care of. And I love to hear that because it emphasizes the special nature of what we do here. I mean, where in the world do you have the opportunity to sit and do nothing and watch the 10,000 things or the personal arisings come and go? It's a unique opportunity. And I also appreciate the support that these carefully chosen stories about Dongshan provide. I think there's a connection between just this and everything is unfolding as it is supposed to, in my mind at least. And also, Dongshan asks his teacher, what will I say about you in the future when people ask me how you taught? But I think he's also looking for a few words of encouragement here because he's parting with the teacher. And what is he going to do now? And so his teacher gives him these two words of encouragement, just this. And on he goes. But he's puzzled, and it isn't until he sees his image in the stream, this image that, as Alan pointed out, is fluid, is not something clear and fixed, that he has his moment. And then he produces this little poem. And I just love this little poem. He says, don't seek from others, lest you become estranged from yourself. And this really resonates with me, estranged from oneself. If that should happen to me, what better place to become reacquainted than here? Not in the sense of self-knowledge, although self-knowledge is not useful, but in the sense of becoming intimate. Not knowing. Not knowing is most intimate. Sitting without interfering, allowing. Where can we do this? This is a rare and precious opportunity. Something David said on Friday in the first meeting struck me also. He said, we have the possibility of exploring this idea that what I have longed for all my life is right here. Now, I have only a suspicion of the truth of this, but it's a suspicion that won't let me rest. It contains a certain amount of excitement and agitation, and I think I can say aspiration, that this is one of the opportunities that our retreat practice offers us. Could this be true? What if this were true? And so we have the opportunity to explore this, to investigate this. I notice that, or rather, I'm aware that the online portion of this Sangha will be peeling off tomorrow, and the in-person contingent will be carrying on. And I think of Dongshan, who says, now I go on alone. But not really, because he says, everywhere I meet him being his teacher, the Buddha, the world, everything we encounter is our life. So I think that for those of us who are peeling away, we'll continue to hear the sound of the Han, even though the sound is not audible. And I think that the retreat schedule is now, after only 2 days, in our bones. We'll be doing it, in some sense, along with you. So we come together to do this practice, understanding that it's absolutely unique, that this opportunity is not offered anywhere else. We must make the most of our time, do your best, that's what it means. And at the same time, we're going back into the world. And maybe those of us online have a little bit of a head start in learning that the world of the Zendo is not really different from the world of everyday mind.